It was back in 1989 that three members of Little Queenie and the Percolators, a New Orleans band, performed an acoustic set and dubbed themselves the Subdudes. Now today we talk with Steve Amodei, John Magney, and Tommy Malone about the new album that was recorded before Katrina struck New Orleans. Not that the band wasn't impacted by the flood. Lead singer Tommy Malone's house is right in the city, and it was flooded.
Not as hard as some, but 3 feet. I live in what they call a raised basement in New Orleans. You've got a short bottom floor and a two-story house. You know? And so the down below is pretty well trashed. But we moved in the top floor, me and my family, a couple of days after Christmas. So we're back in, along with Jimmy, who lives just north of the city across the lake in a little town called Slidell. And he got hit pretty good, too. But he got a FEMA trailer, and he's back in his location, you know, so...
So you're in the top floor. Does that mean you got to completely redo everything? Did you lose instruments? Did you?
Yeah, some old vintage amps and a car and
a car.
A lot of electronic stuff and some tools and an apartment that we'd renovated from my in-laws down on the bottom floor. So, but you know, by comparison, you know, I feel guilty even talking about it because if you drive around down there right now, like. Lakeview and the Ninth Ward, it's just obliterated, man. Just horrible.
So what's the story behind Social Aid and Pleasure Club?
What's interesting about this song is that we're kind of explaining to ourselves what the Social Aid and Pleasure Club is, you know, because these are black clubs, and they're we always knew them as the Mardi Gras clubs, and when we got together and we're doing some pre-production stuff with Keb Moe, we had brought up the song, and he suggested we take the perspective of a guy like us wondering what the Social Aid and Pleasure Club is about. And so as it goes, you know, in the end of the song, we get invited in to see what it is, you know. But then also we had the Dirty Dozen brass band play some horns on it, and they were giving us a little bit of the history of these clubs. Is that they really started out, what the Social Aid part meant was they're like insurance companies for their own neighborhoods, you know, poor people that couldn't afford insurance. So if somebody had a tragedy, the Social Aid Club would take up a collection and take care of them.
Wow.
And the pleasure part is the part we all know about, you know, where they jam and do, you know, maybe some dress up in the Indian costumes and stuff. But it started out as a beneficial, you know, neighborhood thing.
Well, let's begin our set with this one. This is Social Aid and Pleasure Club from the new Subdudes Behind the Levee.
Little place a time or two before, and I like the words I saw hanging on the door. It said the social and pleasure club. Are they drinking? Are they dancing? Are they having a ball? Are they making plans for the next Mardi Gras at the social and pleasure club? More of. I heard a rhythm from some drumming that was coming from within. Smelled catfish fry, you know something cooking at the social. The social and pleasure club. I heard a guitar. especially in the back room over the Social Aid and Pleasure Club. And he said, man, well, just come on in and see for yourself. It was a social pleasure. Social pleasure.
Live on stage at World Cafe Live, that is Social Aid and Pleasure Club. And the song, of course, a lot of people are really excited about on this record is a song about this hippie band, Papa Dookie and the Mud People. And I assumed that it was fictitious, but that is not true, huh?
No. Well, it is true.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not fictitious, but it is true. It's, in like 1972, in where we grew up, a little town called Edgar, about 40 miles outside of New Orleans, these white school buses pulled into town with their name painted on it, and one summer, and set up behind a levee, and had a generator and built a stage and set up chairs, and they were selling various products and tie-dye and food and other stuff, you know, and
some legal, some illegal.
And jamming seemed like every night. I don't know if it really was, but they played a lot of music, and it was a hippie hangout, and it was like the scene, you know, in our little town for a couple of months. And we just started having a conversation about it on one of the songwriting sessions. They were like, do you remember such and such? And then started trying to remember all the details about it. And it was, I actually located the guy. The guy's name is Eddie Duke Edwards.
Uh-huh.
And he was a drummer in a group called Rhinoceros in the 70s. And
Apricot
he was
Brandy
living
was their big
uptown.
Hit. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I remember that Apricot band. Anyway, go ahead.
And he's still alive playing music. Wow. And I found him, talked to him on the phone pre-Katrina. And then I assume he left town. I haven't gotten back in touch with him, but he's still alive playing music.
And was this whole hippie encampment as well received as it is in the song?
Well, from the Malone and Amadei families, we were loving it. The kids loved it. The adults were mixed feelings.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
They, you know, counterculture. They thought they were like ruining their kids' minds and stuff. You know.
Well, let's. This is live on stage, Papa Dookie and the Mud People.
This is called Papa Dookie and the Mud People. A true tale. Beats and painted rainbows.
supper time conversation, opinions flew. I ain't sure about my daddy, I think he kinda liked the view. And my brother said they ain't hurt nobody,
ain't hurt nobody.
Why don't you leave the mud people alone?
Ain't hurt nobody.
And the deputy said, well, they haven't broken
ain't
any laws. Patchouli incense, my favorite, and weed smoke in the air. It was all colors, it was all love,
and it was all right.
Me and my brother stayed out there all night singing. Oh, 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 love is a beautiful thing, and the little girl.
Papa Dookie and the Mud People. I'm a little afraid that I'm going to start calling the sub dudes Papa Dookie and the Mud People. So, gotta watch
be
that.
Better.
Gotta watch that. Tommy, another song. I assume it's yours. Is the Let's Play kind of a kid song, but not really.
Not really. Kind of everybody. You know, we just. I don't know. We came up with a little riff, and then it sounded real kiddie like or something, and then we started thinking, well. What about stringing all these kids' games together in such a way that it kind of makes some sense to somebody, you know? We're just trying to come up with a big kind of big joyous sound and groove that, I don't know, you know, just had some youth in it, you know, I guess.
Sounds good. This is Let's Play.
London Bridge and ring around the roses. High
Subdudes live on stage at World Cafe Live, and we're getting a chance to talk with John Magney, Steve Amodei, and Tommy Malone about the new album and life as the Subdudes. Well, let's go back to the stage and close off with All the Time in the World, and thank you guys so much for coming by, and congrats on this new disc.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Pleasure
Thanks,
being
David.
Here.
Dave.
Really good to see you. All the Time in the World, Subdudes here on the World Cafe.
doggone thing sleepy when I eat. The only time I feel good is when I don't have 3 feet of water in my house. And I don't mind fast food, long as I can eat it real slow. And I'm gonna have me some high times for a dive, and I might have to live away down below.
All the Time in the World, a great version of that Subdudes classic, recorded on stage at World Cafe Live. Our thanks to the Subdudes and the band for playing live for us today. Behind the Levee is the name of their new album. And if you're looking for it, you can find it at our World Cafe CD store. It's at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. You can hear World Cafe interviews again there at your convenience. Also, you can get our podcasts. Click on NPR Podcasts at the website and learn how to subscribe to the World Cafe Words and Music Podcasts, an audio file that's automatically delivered to your computer or MP3 audio player.